The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Big City Wings in Spring. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here from Big City Wings in Spring. And a lot of people very appreciative of us coming up here to the north. Happy to be here.
North of the wall.
Yeah, a lot of Blitzers here. And they've all come and said hello. So this is the segment we do every week that is my favorite segment. Because I get to sit back and listen to R.J. Bell tell A.J. what a genius he is.
Oh, shut up.
And, yeah. So, do we have R.J.?
Yes.
Oh, awesome. So, let's go to the gambling guru of the universe and his acolyte, R.J. Bell. Follow him on Twitter at R.J.
in Vegas. I'm actually interning for R.J. now.
Ah, okay. What's up, R.J.?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Doing well, my man.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Awesome, awesome. So... listen, I was listening in right before the segment started, and I heard someone say something nice about me, and then I heard AJ go, stop it. Like, AJ, when someone says something nice, just let it happen, man. Lean back and let it happen.
What he's saying is he's saying that he sits around and does nothing while you and I talk about the games now because I've gotten so sharp
that's what I noticed.
Over the last 3 weeks.
I thought I didn't know if he was eating peanuts or what was going on. Fred just takes off like 20 minutes.
Well, I told him I'm going to be particularly square this week to make you stop saying such nice things about me.
In other words, he forgot to listen to the podcast.
Yeah. You know what? I actually was going to listen because Brad, we talked to Brad yesterday, and he said yesterday's Straight Out of Vegas, he said, I think it's the best show we've done yet. And I was like, man, I'm going to listen to that on my way to work tomorrow. But then I rode my motorcycle, and I didn't have – my phone, so I didn't get to hear it, but he did say that you guys' shows are going really well. He said the podcast, the Straight Out of Vegas podcast, might be too long of a listen for me. I have a short attention span. He said those can get up around an hour and a half, 2 hours, and I just don't have time for that. But he said those Straight Out of Vegas ones are about 30 minutes, and that's a real good quicker listen.
Yeah. So the Straight Out of Vegas daily show is an hour a day, but you know you get those commercials out, it gets down to about 40. Now the Dream Preview, it does go sometimes 90 or always 90, right? You're never gonna get less than that. But 2 hours, 2.5 sometimes matters if I'm busting balls or not too much. I will say this though, guys, a little tease is I've been giving you Super Contest updates. Well, not a good week last week. 4-1, we had a loser. 4-1, so we are now we're a half a game out of first, and it's 700,000 winner take all. It was 5,000 to enter, but 125 guys in the contest, half a game out, and now we're getting serious.
How many of you are in on this team?
It's not thirds, but it's me, Fezzik, the only two-time Super Contest champion, and a bookmaker named Maddie Holt, who was He took about like $5 billion in bets over the last 10 years, and he just started his own company once legalization happened. He's into integrity, which is about, you know, finding game fixers and stuff.
Nice. Not a bad crew to have with you.
No, no, no. And what's interesting is Fez and I agree on almost, you know, I'd say 4 out of 5 games. But Maddie and I, and really Maddie versus me and Fez, is probably 50-50. And to me, I love – imagine, just say for the sake of argument, no one's saying, AJ, you're emulating or cribbing for me. But, you know, it's pretty curious. But let's just say you're not. But even if you're not, if we agree on every game, one of us is redundant, right? It's not necessary to have the second person. I want someone that's good that disagrees with me a bunch, because then I can
we have a listener who's been complaining that you and I have agreed too much this season.
Makes sense, because if you don't, when you hear both sides of it, like one of the things we do is a crossfire. When two pros disagree, we let them go at it crossfire. That can help the listener decide which of the two he thinks is making the most sense. Or what he could decide is, you know, I think they're right. This is a complex game. I'm staying away.
Hey, before we get to the games, can I just say, if you haven't had a chance to read it yet, I tweeted it out yesterday, but there's a real good article about RJ on Jason Barrett's site, where he answers a lot of questions in depth. And the thing that I find most interesting about it, more so than the gambling, are the business thoughts that RJ shares, because that's something that I've always enjoyed talking with him about. And it gives you great insight, and if you enjoy hearing his segments, I really recommend you take the 10 minutes to read it, because it's worth your while.
Well, you know, Fred, I really appreciate – I mean, obviously you're a very successful radio guy, but by the same token, you're a businessman, you're a radio executive. I mean, really, you're AJ's boss. You don't like to say that, but – to me, hearing that from you is a heck of a compliment. And, you know, it was 9 pages, I think. They just they literally asked me, Brian Noe, who has been a weekend national host on Fox, he works for Barrett's site, and he asked me like maybe 7 questions, and it ended up taking 55 minutes for me to to answer them. And I thought, okay, well, they just printed it all verbatim, so it's 9 pages of my rambling. So I think there might be a little bit of wisdom in there.
Well, let's get to the games. We've got a couple games. I guess we'll start with these, because you mentioned sometimes disagreement can be a good thing, and I think Fred and I are on opposite sides of 2 games this week, and I'd love to hear your take on them to see what side you fall on. We'll start with the Monday night game. Fred loves Dallas at home. I tend to think that it's too much, because if you think about these two teams on a neutral site, there's no way you can tell me that Dallas is going to be a 3-point favorite on a neutral site. So I feel like they're just getting a little too much love. Fred loves Dallas at home. What says RJ Bell?
Oh my gosh, AJ, you are so on this handicap. Titans. No, actually, you are. Fred, let me explain let AJ and I explain what you got wrong here. Here's what tricked you. You looked at and said, oh, look at Dallas this year at home. They're undefeated, and if you look at their net margin of points, they're actually 20 points better at home compared to the road. So you're thinking good home field, right? Well, that's a half a season. Go back 7 seasons last year, then back 7, and Dallas is one of the best road teams, all in vis-a-vis one of the worst home teams. Dallas at home, 7 prior years, starting last year, 25 and 25 straight up. Dallas on the road, 29 and 19 straight up. Think about that a second. 500 at home, 29 and 19 on the road. So the Cowboys are road warriors. So the idea of giving them extra points at home doesn't make any sense to me. Then you add in, for the first time in the history of Jason Garrett's tenure, he fired a coach. His O-line coach, which O-line was supposed to be the strong suit of this team, this Cowboys team. So do you think that things are nice and calm inside Jerry's world if you're finally firing a coach for the first time ever? Last thing, Dallas needs a run. We know that, right? Tennessee has not allowed a rusher to gain more than 85 yards the entire season. And oh, by the way, the Clapper Garrett versus Vrabel with both with a bye? Titans.
All right. The other one that we're on different
now,
sides
Fred,
on.
Fred, have you woken up or are you still gonna throw your money away?
I'll throw my money away, thank you.
Well, listen, I'm not soliciting, but call me after. We can.
Okay, he's looking to take some action, some VIG
yeah,
free action.
Yeah, no VIG, baby, no VIG.
Rams Saint, that'd be gambling over state lines, RJ. I feel like
no,
that would
not
break
not
some
if,
sort of...
not if there's no VIG.
Oh, okay. Rams and Saints, and Fred likes the Saints. I like the Rams. I'm to be fair, I'm only a lean Rams because I don't want to give especially more than a point. But I just think the Rams. I've thought all season long the Rams are the best team in football. I think they're the most complete team. You know, they played okay last week and still were able to beat the Packers. The Saints, Drew Brees coming off a pretty ho-hum performance, and they've been on the road a lot. What side are you on with the Saints Rams?
Now, longtime listeners have heard me say pros versus Joes, right? This is syndicates versus duct tape on the shoe sharps. Now, what's duct tape on the shoe sharps mean? It means they're still handicapping like it was 10 years ago. It stopped working 10 years ago. They haven't bought new shoes since, so they have to duct tape them. All right? That's who's on the Saints with Fred. Now, here is what Fred's thinking. He's saying, hey, the Saints are pretty good at home. Maybe, you know, top three. I think he's right. I think it's Green Bay, Seattle, and New Orleans in some order. And the Saints are even better if they're playing well as a home team, meaning not just better because they're playing well, but beyond that spread-wise. Saints at home, when they have a winning record entering the game, the Saints themselves have won 22 straight at home. And against the spread, 17-4-1. Why? Well, it makes sense. It's a dome, and it's about crowd engagement, crowd enthusiasm. When the Saints fans are into it, look out, right? And you could make the case that, hey, the Rams, if you go out on the Houston streets and ask people, who do you want, Rams or Saints, pick the winner, pretty much, they're going to say, huh, give me the undefeated team, right? So that means, well, you want to be on the Saints because the square guys are going to be on the Rams. I agree with all that. And if you would have asked me at Wednesday night, I would have been on Fred's side. But on Thursday, and here's what's key, the limits go up on Thursday at a lot of sports books. So the biggest bettors in the world, not the Fezzik's betting $5,000 or $10,000 a game, but the syndicates betting $100,000, $200,000, $300,000 a game, not all at one place, but at multiple places. They all bet on the Rams Thursday morning, and the screen went black, as we say, where there was a concerted, coordinated effort to bet the Rams for max bets all across the world, and there was multiple millions bet on the Rams within like 10 minutes, and that can only be syndicate action. So the biggest bettors in the world are on the Rams and the duct tape shoe guys on the Saints with Fred.
Fred actually has duct tape on his shoes. I've not this pair, but I've seen him in a pair of duct tape shoes.
Perfect.
Let's go to – here's a couple games that Fred and I both like. I think we both like the Seahawks this week against the Chargers.
I agree with you, AJ.
I knew you would.
Shocker.
The Seahawks, since they've become sort of a run-first team, and I actually if Melvin Gordon plays, and I was kind of laughing at myself about this, if the Chargers' best offensive player is in, I like it to be an under game because I think both teams will just look to be run-based and the clock will run the
whole
time.
Oh, you made a mistake there, but go ahead.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, tell me.
Let me jump in why. And this is really secret Vegas stuff. Both teams run the Saints, or check that, Seattle and the Chargers, both run pretty much the same defense. I mean, they are pedigreed, not the same system, but they were on staffs together. That level of sameness. So think about it. You got two really good quarterbacks, and they're playing against a defense they practice against all year. So I think this is going to be a high-scoring game no matter who plays running back or not for, you know, Gordon for the Chargers, because they're so familiar with the other team's D. But I think that evens out for both teams. The reason I like Seattle is the line, right? I don't really think the Chargers are clearly better than Seattle. Who's the best team the Chargers beat? Well, let me run down their wins. Bills, 49ers, Raiders, Browns, Titans. And the Titans were a two-point conversion away from beating them. None of those teams right now are in Fezzik's top 20 in the NFL. So Vegas doesn't think any of those teams are top 20. So Chargers don't have a good win yet.
And the Chargers' losses are good losses, but they don't have a good win to go with those good losses.
I agree. So I'm not saying Seattle's clearly better, but that if they were even, the line would be 3.5. Why 3.5? Because Seattle has the best home field in the NFL, in my opinion. And here's the amazing stat. When Seattle is in a competitive home game, so that's defined as not favored by more than a touchdown. When they're in a competitive home game like this one, last 33 times, Seattle has covered the spread 74% of the time at home. 23 winners, 8 losers, 2 pushes. 23-8 at home in a competitive game against the spread. Doesn't matter how good Seattle was, right? Because that's accounted for in the line. They exceeded expectation, Seattle at home, because that crowd gets so enthused.
Bills getting 10 points against the Bears. I think Fred and I were both astounded that the Chicago Bears are 10-point road favorites over anyone. I think it's a bad idea to be the person who bets on the Bills with any regularity. I mean, they probably should have covered last week, but they didn't because they're the Bills.
Probably.
This just feels like a game that the Bears have no business getting this number next to them.
I like the Bills too. And you know how in every industry, in every hobby, there's the hardcore and then there's the crazies? Like, you would say if you're a health guy, a workout guy, you would say, well, the hardcore run, you know, participate in triathlons, but the crazies are in Ironman triathlons, right? Well, wise guys bet bad teams, but the craziest wise guys bet the Bills here because you've got Peterman, who probably has played as poorly as any quarterback that started multiple games in memory. Him and Kaiser. And even Kaiser got better at the end of last year. So, but I think the fact that this over-under total, point total, is 37, it's the lowest in the NFL so far this season. Now think about it. You're getting 10 points, and the market says there's only 37 points that are supposed to be scored. So the points are so much more valuable. Would you rather get 10 points with a total of 37 or 10 with a total of 55? Think about it. So that's key. If you do have the guts to bet the Bills, you pretty much got to bet it with the under, correlated parlay. If the Bills cover, the game will go under far more than 50% of the time. It's just pure math because of the way. In fact, some sports books won't even take a parlay on this. And remember, if the bookies are scared, that's when you should be greedy. So if you have the guts to bet the Bills, maybe do that for one unit and then do a half a unit on Bills and under. I think there's a correlation there.
We know you got a hard out this week, but can you give us 30 seconds on Texans-Broncos?
If you ask me, if Fred asked, no, yes, you, AJ, yes. here's my question. I'm actually going to ask you guys a question. Do you think, what's been the reporting locally about Thomas bringing the game plan with him?
I guess we hadn't really talked about that aspect of it. We just looked at it as they've got a healthy body, that they were in a spot where they didn't have a healthy body last week.
Here's what, I think that's an X factor. The whole game plan thing. Here's why I don't like Houston. They started 0-3, as you know. Then they won true coin flip games against the Colts, the Cowboys, the Bills. All right, so they could have been 0-6 very easily. You guys agree with that, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Then they dominated Jacksonville. Nice win, but let's be candid, too, is Jacksonville's ended up, and now in hindsight, was a train wreck and is during these four or five games. So, okay, nice win.
ATS, but negative run, horrible.
Yeah, yeah. And then they were at home on a Thursday against a dead-tired Miami team that had just played two games in 85-degree-plus temperature at home. Then they traveled on a short week. I mean, the eye test said Miami was dead tired, right?
No doubt.
All right. So, really, you could make the case Houston doesn't have one truly impressive win. And they literally could be 2-6.
Well, yeah. Well, they haven't beat anybody good. They've only played one good team, and that was the Patriots.
Yeah, so to me, I think there's so much doubt about how good the Texans are that I'm not saying they're not good. I'm saying I don't have enough proof yet to know, so I can't bet them. But, boy, this Broncos team, that trade not only affects Thomas on the field, but it's a signal to the locker room that they're giving up on the season. I don't want to bet any team that the front office tells the locker room that we're giving up. And I think those teams are Denver, Green Bay, which is shocking, but I think Green Bay sent that signal with Ha-Ha getting traded. And I think Detroit sent that signal with Golden Tate. To me, Detroit and Green Bay are surprises that they're selling, but they're selling, and I think it hurts in the locker room this week especially because it's such a disappointment for the teammates.
That's good because Pats and Vikings are two of my three favorite plays this week, so that's good to know.
Makes sense, AJ.
All right, RJ, appreciate you taking the time with us. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
That's RJ Bell from pregame.com out in Vegas. RJ in Vegas, at RJ in Vegas on Twitter, also known as my stepdad.
I think he's more like your surrogate father now.
Maybe so.
Yeah. You guys are clearly very close.
It's like he's Darth Sidious, and I'm a young Anakin.
See, but that's my side. I'm the Sith guy.
Oh.
That's not cool. That means I'm that goofy.
So you're saying he's the Obi-Wan and I'm Luke?
No, now it's like I have to be that goofy Darth guy with the weird face and the double.
Darth Maul?
Darth Maul, yeah.
That's who you are.
Ah, that's
Darth Maul's a duct tape shoes Darth.
He's the worst Darth. I don't want to be that. I mean, I want to be a really good Sith Lord.
I love he called you a duct tape shoes handicapper.
Oh, he trotted that out last week, too. He's spending too much time with Stephen A. He feels like he's got to insult you every time he tells you you're
he's
wrong.
He's a big
now.
Shot. He's a big shot.
Oh, I love him to death, though. He's the best.
Good stuff.
And we appreciate having him. I appreciate having Brad on now on Thursdays.
Yes.
It's funny because I mentioned that story and how big pregame's getting, how big RJ is getting. The fact that those guys continue to do stuff with us.
Oh, yeah. They'll dump us eventually.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But the fact that they still do it as big as they become is pretty amazing to me. And also just goes to show that, we know he likes AJ, but
right,
he does like all of us, believe it or not. Oh, well. You got any duct tape?
No, just grab some off your shoelace.
No, they're kind of falling apart. I need to duct tape these things together, man. All right, 713-780-3776. If you wish to text the show, be happy to get your text. Can't really take any phone calls.
I wish we would have had more time with him. I wanted to get into that Detroit-Minnesota game and the Pittsburgh-Baltimore game that I knew he'd have some insight on that Pittsburgh game.
Yeah. So, oh, well. Maybe we can look at his notes. He did send us notes.
Oh, he hadn't been doing that.
He did, but you know what? I'll be honest. I can't tell you the last time I actually looked at his notes.
I don't either.
Because most of the time, most of the time we just start talking, and then there'll be times where he's tweeted stuff out that I think is really interesting. But all right, we are going to take a very quick break. Well, it's a couple of breaks actually, so might not be that quick. But don't go too far. Come see us, Big City Wings in Spring. We've got another 35 minutes to go. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
A wildcat did growl. Never go back to the AM dial.
Your home for sports is only on FM.
With ESPN 97.5.
And Sports Map 94.1.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Big City Wings in Spring. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live from Big City Wings in Spring. And, man, a lot of blitzers have come out. We appreciate you guys, and hopefully you will make this your go-to wing place if you're in the area, because I am a huge fan of their wings. I'm a huge fan of what Sam and all the guys have done with all the stores that they have. And I love going to Big City Wings. It's one of my go-to places. The one over at the Marquee, I've been to a couple times just on my own. I love it. So most people here's a good question. How far back do trends make sense? RJ mentioned, I think, the trend for the last 9 years. I think it was seven years.
Seven, yeah.
I tend to look at what is the trend with a current coach and quarterback. So, for me, it would be 3 years with Dak.
Okay.
But because I don't think it matters. This is a different team than when Tony Romo was the quarterback.
How long? I mean, maybe he was going. How long has Cowboy Stadium been open? Maybe that's why
That's why I was doing that. And to be fair, at the beginning, they weren't a very good home team.
They weren't.
And this year's been different. So, we'll see. I mean,
But would you argue, I mean, you wouldn't argue, I mean, obviously the coach has been the same for a while.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't argue that the Cowboys have a better quarterback now than they did
Romo. I wouldn't argue that, but I also, you know, when I look at the team on the other side, I don't see a very good road team.
Well, yeah.
And frankly, I think I just don't know. You know, Marcus Mariota does not look like he's healthy, and I just don't think the Titans have that much. They just don't scare me at all. So we'll see.
I don't particularly like either team. I'm not crazy.
I mean, I'm not in love with it. I'm not, but I do like it, and I'll probably bet it.
Fair enough.
So, you know, we'll see. And if I lose, I lose. I'll be the first one to say I lost. And
RJ will be the first one to say he tried to save you money.
Yeah, he will. But I bet you, I'll just be honest with you, if I'm right about that game, I bet it doesn't come up next week.
You're probably, you know what, unless you bring it up, it
which
won't
I
come
won't,
up.
Which I won't.
Because you're too much of a gentleman?
I don't like to do the I told you so
or
thing.
Or you're too busy holding your shoes together.
Hopefully I'll have enough to go buy some new shoes, since apparently that's mine are screwed up.
Actually, these are the newest shoes I've ever seen you wearing.
Well, these are my old running shoes. They're not that new. I switched over to some new running shoes about a month ago, so I started wearing these as my normal ones.
Okay.
So they're not new, but they're not – they didn't work. They're too thin. Uh-huh. And so as running shoes, they didn't work. I was having a lot of knee and ankle problems, so they only lasted – so I guess they're about 4 months old. Hey. But they haven't been worn that much.
Oh, you don't have DirecTV anymore.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, okay.
I don't have all of it. I have the base thing so that I can get AT&T Sportsnet, basically.
Okay. Do you have Sunday Ticket?
Yeah, I have that.
Okay.
Oh, I'm really close to punting on that.
So they did you have problems with Sunday Ticket last week?
I don't remember. I know they had problems. I don't remember having any problems with them.
I didn't have any problems with it, but they sent a thing saying that they apologize. They're going to give us free Red Zone, like the AT&T version of Red Zone for the rest of the year, which that's the one thing I have kind of missed is having Red Zone, like when I don't feel like watching an actual game.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I know I'm going to watch it on film later, and sometimes it's a pain in the ass.
Especially when it's Bills anybody or Raiders anybody now.
But I didn't think it was anything that I didn't see any problem. I don't know what they're apologizing about.
Well, they had a pretty big problem nationally. They had an outage.
Really?
I don't remember it happening here. Maybe it did, but I really like the split screen that they do with all the games,
mm-hmm.
and that's kind of how I watch. I'll have it on the Texans game, you know, if the Texans play at noon, and then during the commercials, I flip over to the screen of eight and watch the games that way, and rather than Red Zone, because that way I can kind of see, you know, if there's a game that winds up in, where the team's in the Red Zone, I've got it right there, and plus I can just kind of keep up with everything that way. But I'm thinking about just punting on it, because I did invest a chunk in the NHL package, and it's kind of like, do I really need all this? Because I do watch the games later, and frankly, I keep up a lot because I got the computer up, because I'm probably going to be writing something on the Texans or whatever. So I've got all the game casts up. I'm checking on everything. When there's a play I can flip over that I wanted to see, I can flip over and watch it. And it's like, do I really need all that?
Yeah.
I mean, the way the world is, it's. And we've talked about TV changing. We've talked about radio changing. I think the way I watch the NFL is certainly changing. And, you know, I feel like if I want to go watch all the games, I can go down the street to the bar and they got them all on.
Yeah.
And, you know.
I just prefer to watch games at my house versus a bar.
I do, too. It's just I don't find myself watching a lot of the games live other than the Texans or, you know, if there's a big game that, like, I'll obviously watch Patriots, Packers.
But if there's
Sunday
a big
night.
Game, it's usually on national TV.
Right, it's usually Sunday night. And
so or it's on CBS or Fox.
Right, or, you don't have to worry about it. So it's really just the other games that I go back and watch later on NFL Network. And I just don't know if it's worth the investment anymore. And I've also found that the more I've gotten rid of, I don't miss anything. Like, I went ahead and cut Showtime. I don't miss that. I haven't missed a single thing from Showtime. And especially because I've got Amazon and Netflix now and can binge all those things.
My problem is I have all of that.
Yeah.
But I just don't want – I've got the fear of missing out.
Well,
FOMO.
And that's why I was so reluctant to try it. But guess what? I haven't missed a thing.
Well, not yet.
Not yet, no. So – and I, with Sling, I've got enough movies to watch. And, yeah, there's – But so far, the only thing that sucks about it is, like, I have NHL Network on Sling. I don't have it on DirecTV. So, like, if I go to, like, if I'm wanting to watch what's going on there and then flip to something else, I have to switch over to Sling.
But you got, you.
It's kind of a pain in the ass.
You have Center Ice on DirecTV, right?
But I got the online version, so I'm watching them on, and I just put them on the app.
Oh.
So,
is it cheaper that way?
No, but I can watch on my computer. Like, when. Well, they had it on
can't
here.
Can't you watch anything like from your DirecTV on your computer?
Pretty much anything that I have, yeah. But this I got separately through the NHL because it was a little cheaper to do it that way. But and it just goes right to the app.
You're so frugal. You make me feel like I'm wasteful.
It wasn't my idea. You know, I'm married to a freaking accountant, and she's like, "Why are we spending this much money on this?" And, you know, for the longest time, it was just, well, it's convenient for me. That's all I care about.
Right.
And once we started.
Rightfully so.
Yeah. But I did agree. Hey, let's try it for a month. And if I miss anything, we'll just switch back. Not a big deal. I haven't missed anything.
Okay.
So far. And, you know, in Prime, we have HBO on through Prime now. So I've got everything I had before except for Showtime. And I got rid of a bunch of channels that I would never watch in a million years, which was a big thing because I don't need BYU channel.
Right.
I don't need any channel where they don't speak English. I don't need that in my life. Although it is kind of fun sometimes to watch HBO movies in Spanish. I always found that fun. But yeah, I'm more than, and people keep saying, oh, you need to try that. Look, we researched everything out there before we did this. And, you know, I'm paying about $150 less a month than I was.
Okay.
And I haven't, and really, like I said, there's nothing that I'm missing. And so.
But what about the convenience?
Once you figure it out, I mean, it's just, I just need to flip over to Sling for this. I like the last channel thing because I'm lazy. But that's been the only adjustment. But once I figured it out, nothing to it.
What about like college football?
I've got all the college football that I need. Almost all the college games are on Sling.
Okay.
And most of the games that I watch, and UH is on, I have the channels that UH is on, so I get to see those. I get to see most of the Big 12, the SEC, Big 10, and then the other AAC games are always on too. So I'm getting to see everything I want. I have yet to find a football game that I was like, oh,
maybe. Oh, I can't get this one?
Yeah, that hasn't happened yet.
All right.
So, I mean, I've got a pretty robust sling package. And it's got almost everything I could possibly want. So,
you've always had a robust package.
That's what I've heard, or that's what I've tried to tell people. And, you know, I was just making that up. This story just came over Twitter. Norm MacDonald says he's not funny anymore thanks to PC culture. I don't know that Norm MacDonald was ever that funny.
I've always liked Norm, but Norm is a bit of a crybaby about this, you know, the Me Too stuff. Like, it's been haunting him, it seems. And for sure, it's harder to be funny now without offending somebody. There's no doubt about it. But if you're funny, you find a way,
yeah.
Right?
I just think, I mean, I agree that the PC culture has made it a lot more difficult to do a job like his.
It's made it more difficult to do a job like ours.
Well, yeah, that's true. I mean, I don't think we let it bother us.
There's some bits that I did when I started radio that if I did I would get fired immediately. So it's just a different time.
Or at least roundly chastised.
At least roundly chastised.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, I get it. I think there's certain things you just have to stay away from. But, I mean, to me, are people overdoing it? Absolutely. I think people go way too far with some of this stuff. And actually, it was funny. Bill Maher's monologue, I think it was last week, was basically against overly PC people. And, you know, for him to go after his base, basically, I thought was pretty impressive.
Yeah.
And he made some great points. And he's right. But, you know, not everything that anybody says is meant to destroy the world. And, you know, sometimes a joke's a joke. Do we say things inappropriate sometimes? Yes. But if we don't, then the show's pretty damn boring.
Yeah.
Because we're not really trying. And so, yeah, is it harder? I guess. But I also don't worry about it too much. I mean, I just kind of figure it's going to take care of itself. Your Rockets off to a 5-0 lead. They're covering.
So far.
Yeah, we know how that goes. But I still think you can be funny without, you know. Well, I don't think PC culture has taken being funny away. I think there's plenty of things you can do that are funny.
Yeah.
And
you just have to, it takes more work to be funny.
Yeah. I mean, is
you can't go for the simplest joke.
You know, you can sometimes, and then you just go, okay, maybe I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah.
But that's all right. I've done that many times. I thought later, okay, that was probably not something I should have said, but mainly because it wasn't as funny as I thought it would be.
Right.
It wasn't so much that it was offensive. It's like, you can be a little offensive if it's funny, but if it's not funny, then you're like, okay.
Then you look like a jerk.
Yeah. No, you're just you're just being racist.
That's why I always give you a courtesy laugh, Fred.
Yeah, but I can tell when you're faking it.
Yeah, but at least I fake it for you. You give me, like, if I say something inappropriate, you'll just give me, like, the quiet.
Usually that's my way of saying it's funny.
That's a horrible way of saying it's funny.
I know, but I don't like to get on here and cackle like a hyena. that's one of the most annoying things in radio.
All right.
So,
I see.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but those are kind of designed to, you know, acknowledge without saying that I agree that it, whatever take that probably went too far, I'm not agreeing with it, but I'm kind of letting you know that, I think there's something to that.
Okay.
It's not a bad thing. As the president would say, it's not a bad thing. It's a good thing, not a bad thing. It's tremendous. All right, guys, I'll tell you what else is tremendous, Texas Mattress Makers. And
robust,
you know what?
Even.
Oh, robust. They're the best. They make the best mattresses. They have the best people. And I'm telling the truth about that. Here's the other cool thing they're doing. You know Black Friday's coming, right? Well, Black Friday's already here. When it comes to Texas Mattress Makers, the entire month of November, 30% off select mattresses right off the factory direct prices. And that's on top of the 50% you're already getting just by walking in the door, because you're saving that much over what you would pay if you went to a retail store. And I'm telling you, Yuval and Lax and the gang over there are going to put you on the mattress that's best for you. All the mattresses in my place are Texas Mattress Makers. I love them. I sleep so much better. And, you know, how about this? You can have handcrafted luxury beds starting as low as $245 for a queen set. And you're getting quality. And you're doing business with great people who are really involved in the community. It's a major sale in the showroom all month long. Get it direct from the manufacturer. They're going to sell. They sell these wholesales to retailers across Texas. So you might, if you go someplace else, you might be buying a mattress that they made. I've actually seen that in another store. It's like, oh yeah, I know that mattress. I know where they bought it from. So go directly to them, get the mattress, and be happy. That's what they do. Beat the rush. Don't wait for Black Friday. You can go get that sale right now. Visit them today. The new store, 5026 East 3rd Street in Katy, or 4619 Navigation at the corner with Lockwood. Make sure you tell them I sent you. Texas Mattress Makers, the best sleep at the best price guaranteed. We wanna die.
Check it. Come experience what 25 years of perfection tastes like at Saltgrass Steakhouse. Proud sponsors of the ESPN 97.5 app. Download it today.
Hold up, son. Word. Yeah. To all the killers and the $100 billers.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Big City Wings in Spring. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. One last segment to go. And just to let you know, if you didn't make it out for the show and you're in the area, come check out Big City Wings in Spring. Great place. A lot of cool Blitzers here. And you know what? We hadn't been up north in a while. So it's been great to see everybody, and it's just been a good time, man.
Forget we got a good following up here.
Yeah, I'm always a little surprised when there's that many people who actually like us. But yeah, hey, let's go ahead and do stupid stuff, and then we'll try to squeeze in a couple college plays before the end of the show. Yeah.
Stupid stuff we've said this week,
Shannon. You're on The Blitz.
Glad to see that you had the same fascination with peanut butter as Alabama fans, because from what I hear, they do the same thing with the peanut butter. They get that whole jar and a spoon. They don't eat it. They sit down in that easy chair, lather it up, call Fido over, and holler, Roll Tide!
All right. Yeah.
Well, what are you going to do? He tried.
Yeah. Holly says, now every time I eat one of my favorite candies, I'll think of biting into DeAndre Hopkins. This is now awkward. Supply your own joke with that.
Been there, done that, huh, Holly?
I'm going to read you the headline. You pick which one you want.
Let's do it.
Florida man murdered his girlfriend and daughter because he wanted to watch football game. Fake minister steals credit card numbers from woman.
Let's go with fake minister.
Wow, that's not the way how I thought you would go. But that is your Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day. Let's do it.
The gym of the day.
Told you I'm not.
It's the gym of the day.
See, I think you intentionally picked that one to not be predictable. Because, I mean, come on, a Florida guy killing a woman and a daughter over watching a football game is right up your alley.
How old was the daughter?
I don't know. I don't have that story up. I have the story you chose.
I kind of changed my mind. Swerve.
James Stern not only impersonated a justice of the peace, but he allegedly stole credit card information from the bridesmaids. John, did you trust websites for your wedding?
Yeah.
Did you do the knot and wedding wire?
We did the knot.
Okay, well, this guy was on both.
Well, he's not going to get his money back. No!
Unless he wedding wires it to him. It's stated on the site that...
When I was in San Antonio, we stopped at some candy store, and I got like a 4-foot-long gummy snake. I could eat about 9 inches of it, and then I was like, I'm dying. I can't eat the rest of this thing.
Was that a tweet from Holly?
It could have been. It could have been.
Boy, she's just walked into it the rest of the show, hasn't she?
She's always walking into it.
We've got a couple options for Gym of the Day.
Okay. Yeah, usually when you give me multiple choice, I noticed that if I pick the one you really want, you do that, and then you're fine with it. But if I pick the one that you don't want me to pick, you just do two gyms of the day.
That is true.
It's like I do with my kids.
I see.
I see.
I have no preference this time. All right. So you can choose on the break.
Oh, you see how he said this time?
This time you can choose.
Well, I usually know what he's going to pick.
That's true.
He's pretty damn predictable.
Come on.
Just like children.
Yeah.
Come on. Yeah. Stupid stuff. We've said
this week.
Oh, fun week as always. So, hey, just blast through some of the plays. Here are the ones that I'm doing for sure on Saturday. La Tech, I'm with you on, plus 23.5.
Yep.
That's probably my favorite play of the week.
It's mine, too.
Like Houston, which is back down to 14, and up until about 16, I'll take Houston. I like Memphis minus 13, and I like the over on Hawaii-Utah State, 70.5 is the number.
I've got UVA pending right now. They're playing right now. I don't love it because I'm giving a touchdown, and they're playing in like a monsoon. I've got Louisiana Tech as well. Iowa plus 3. I've got Michigan minus 10. I don't know what it's at now, but I'd play it to 13.5. BC minus 2. Q's Wake Forest over 77.5. There's no defense in that game. And
Syracuse's
I've got
offense can score.
Oh,
too.
Yeah. And I've got two stupid unders. Army Air Force under 44 and Wyoming San Jose State under 40. Do yourself a favor and Google the weather in Laramie, Wyoming tomorrow. 25 to 30 mile an hour wind gusts.
Ooh.
And San Jose State can't run the ball to save their lives. Wyoming's got a pretty good pass defense. They've got a safety who will play in the NFL. It's going to be tough for San Jose State to score at all.
Yeah.
And Wyoming's no great shakes on offense. So it's 40's a really, really stupid low number, but I don't see how anybody scores.
All right. Jesse says, you know you're a regular when you heard all the stupid stuff live.
You are a regular if you did that.
I tend to forget sometimes some of the stuff we do, so I like carrying it back. Sometimes it's funnier the second time. All right. That's going to wrap it up. I hope everybody has an awesome, awesome weekend, including you and RJ. We'll be back on Monday. I'm hopefully going to be out of phone in Sunday, get some beer and check out some tunes. And
Pump it out.
I hope everybody enjoys their weekend. Till Monday, stay sportsy, bitches. And it doesn't even show that I've been milking all along, and you didn't even know. This is Nolan Ryan, and you're listening to The Blitz with Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman on ESPN 97.5.